This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inspired 2015.
My dear brother, my dear sister, if you look in your life today, look around you. There are so many different manifestations of the ihsan of Allah, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. The fact that you were able to get up today, and the fact that you breathe as we speak, the fact that you were able to swallow your food, the fact that you were able to walk to this place, the fact that you were able to sit and you don't have to lie down because you have a pain in your back, the fact that you were able to lie down and you are actually able to do that because your body is conducive and conforms to that, the fact that you were able to look, the fact that you were able to feel, the fact that you are able to, and the facts just keep going. These are all ihsans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. How many ihsans are there of Allah? How many manifestations of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there upon you? You and I. Wallahi, there are many. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَحْسِن كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. His people said to him that be kind to others just as what? Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been kind to you. If the manifestations of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you cannot enumerate. As Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count them. If you cannot count, then what Allah is telling you, you're supposed to be doing countless manifestations and countless gestures of goodness to people. You're supposed to be continuously kind to people. You're supposed to be continuously showing kindness to people. Because what they told them was, be kind as Allah is being kind to you. Right? How is Allah being kind? We cannot even encompass the kindness of Allah. So any moment we get to share this kindness, then that is our moment which we should be clinging on to. Why? I will tell you why. Because if you want kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be kind to you, then you have to be kind to others. There is a hadith, a very famous one, which is the first hadith recited by all people of knowledge to their students as they sit before them. And that is the hadith in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ or يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That those people who are merciful, those people who are merciful, Allah the most merciful shows His mercy to those people as well. Show mercy all people to the mankind and you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you gestures of kindness and mercy. So if you want to invoke divine gestures of kindness and mercy upon yourselves, then start doing that to other people as well. Sometimes we ask of the difficulties that we are going through. Sometimes we ask about the problems that we are going through within our lives. The solution to those problems is that we show kindness to others and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, through His kindness, solve all of those problems for us. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Those who are kind to others, those who show mercy to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say about himself, he would say, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَاتٌ. Indeed, all I am is a mercy that has been gifted to humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the ummah of this Messenger. We are the ones who are the torchbearers of the kindness of Rasulullah and the legacy which was summed up by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the fact that I am a kind gift to people. I am a merciful gift to people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to mankind.
Donate now. Go to thedailyreminder.org/donate.